Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, last week when you were gone, Rob and I had the pleasure of speaking with our next guest about Alzheimer's. Now, it's Alzheimer's month this month. Wednesday will be Alzheimer's Day. And so we had a chance to get an idea of the scope of the problem, just in Canada, never mind globally. And Alzheimer's or dementia is a growing problem, and it's going to touch many, many, many Canadian families, not just through the disease itself, but through caregiving of people that suffer from the disease.
What was the one thing you learned last week that you didn't know about this disease? Because you've done a lot of reading about it. Mm. Your mom's impacted with this disease. Mm-hmm. And so you've done a lot of reading. So you must, with the amount of work, the rate reading that you've done, what surprised you or what did you learn from last week?
Good question. And the answer is scale and scope. So my research, of course, was around how are we going to handle my mom and how do we make it most comfortable for her and our family dynamic. But I hadn't really done much around how big of a problem this was and is going to be with an aging population. As Kim correctly said last week, this is going to get exponentially worse and affect, my math was somewhere around 1 in 4, 1 in 3 Canadians, if not directly, indirectly through caregiving and other things that have to happen. So that's the answer, scale and scope.
And that's why we have our guest on the show today, because it is going to get bigger and bigger. It's going to impact more and more people in this country. We all have to educate ourselves, right, understand, and support this, because somebody that we all know will be impacted from this.
Unfortunately. Kim Brundrett, we welcome you back to the show. I'll get that straight. Kim is the collective impact lead at Dementia Network in Calgary. And Kim, as I said, we had a wonderful conversation with you where you shared some of those stats, and it quite frankly freaked me out a little bit to understand the scale and the scope of the problem. But we don't want to leave it just with the negative, right? This is Alzheimer's month and we got Alzheimer's Day coming up. And the fact is that there are some very positive initiatives taking place globally, but even in Calgary. And I'd like you to maybe speak to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're really excited. We've got a great group of people in Calgary who are really mobilized around making Calgary a place where people with dementia can live life well. So we're doing things like conversation cafes. We've got them in, I think, 6 to 8 places now in Calgary. And it's a safe place where people living with dementia and their partners can come and just hang out, have a beer, have lunch, talk to other people that are going through the same thing. And we're super excited. We've just embarked on a project with the Calgary Parks Foundation to build the first ever public dementia inclusive park in Canada. So that's really exciting. And we're doing a lot of work around awareness. So we work with a wonderful gentleman named Roger Markle, who lives with dementia, and he speaks widely and openly about what the disease has meant for his life. And he's also really great at talking about, you know, how to tell when you get diagnosed, how to tell people, how to give them the space to sit with it for a little bit and then come back and talk to him afterwards. So we're really, really excited to be working with some great folks in Calgary.
Kim, let's get into those conversations that people are having. What are they really discussing at these chats, at these tables, at these presentations that are being hosted around the city and even going to be at the park as well? They're going to be talking about it at the park. So what are some of the conversations that people are having about this disease?
I think it's very peer-to-peer, right? So when you can walk that walk with somebody else that's doing it too, it just makes you feel less isolated, less alone. You can work through some of the challenges, maybe find new resources that you didn't know about. So it's really building that community. And as you said, the number of folks impacted by dementia is going up and up and up. And a lot of people don't understand the scope of it. They didn't realize that so many other people are impacted and they're isolated. So the more that we can reduce that stigma and reduce those barriers to get people talking to each other, the better.
So, you know, you ask a really interesting question there. And you know that I've had several conversations with even our client base who have parents suffering from some form of dementia as well. And I find those very rewarding in a number of respects. There's a collective comfort that you get knowing that you're not alone in it. And I think Kim's referred to that. But you also learn a lot about how to interact with it. And there's differences in how people handle it. Kim, last week we talked a little bit about my mom and I think one of your parents. My mom never admitted, she to this day, and she couldn't do it now, but she's never admitted she had a problem. Now, that's a very different problem to deal with in a family than somebody who openly admits, okay, I've got Alzheimer's or I've got a dementia problem and we can, as a family, deal with it, right? So there's some differences in how it gets approached based on where the family is and where the person that's affected by this actually is in terms of their level of acceptance. The other thing I've learned, and I did a lot of research around this with my mom, is because I found myself correcting my mom a lot, right? So my mom would think that she's back home in Winnipeg. No, mom, you're here in Calgary. And all that served to do was to frustrate my mom and confuse her. Mm. And I thought, well, that isn't the right approach, right? And so in my research, Kim, you and I think I mentioned it too, I stumbled across a program out of the UK that it's called the Butterfly Program. And it was an awareness that hit on me that it's not about me trying to correct mom about facts like that, details like that. It's about being where mom is. So if mom is living in that moment in Winnipeg and she saw, you know, she's talking to me about how her mom is doing, her mom's been passed for 40 years, then I just want to know how granny's doing.
Yeah.
Right. And that conversation, the ability to now interact with them, with my mom, where she is, instead of trying to bring her where I am, was a massive change in my ability to enjoy time with my mom. Right. And I would assume on her side too. And Kim, I think you had a similar experience with that as well.
Exactly. And it's hard to do initially because you want them to be with you and you want them to be with their family and their grandkids and whatever else. But that's probably the biggest takeaway for people newly diagnosed is you're going to have to learn to live in that universe where they are. And you need to talk to family and friends about that and help them understand that, you know, correcting them and is just not going to help.
Kim, one thing that's happening in 2022 campaign for the World Alzheimer's Day is focusing on post-diagnosis support. So what is the first thing people should do when a family member is diagnosed with Alzheimer's or even dementia?
Get in touch with your local Alzheimer's Society. They've got the resources. They can hook you up with what you need. They can get you set up with what you need to know about what's coming. So for example, if you have not done advanced care planning, you need to do that. You do need to get things in order financially and legally. But you also need to get that peer support and learn that you're not alone. And there is a path. It's not the same path for everybody, but there is a path and there are things that will happen. It is a progressive disease. So just knowing where to get support, when to get support, what's available. I know I spoke with one friend and they were years into it before they realized that you could get home care for this, you know, and it was such a struggle for them. And just knowing you don't know what you don't know. So get in touch early and get support.
So Kim, one question that, you know, a few friends of mine, I was out east last week and I was talking to them and flippantly they'll say, oh, my mom is suffering from. And they don't even know if they are. They've already diagnosed their mother in one way or another. Either they don't know what's wrong or they might have dementia or something. What's the tell signs that we can start to kind of look out for to start investigating this further before we self-diagnose or we diagnose a family member?
Right.
Yeah, and I think, again, back to that stigma a little bit, people do not want to get diagnosed with dementia. So it's sometimes very hard to get people to go to the doctor and get those tests done. You'll notice things like difficulty following a conversation or putting things in the wrong place. It's not just memory. It's not just forgetting where I put my keys, because I do that all the time. I used to be able to do this really easily, and now I can't do it anymore. So it's problems in thinking, not just problems with memory.
That's a good start on that. So for anybody who wants to get more information, Kim, on not only World Alzheimer's Day, but anything in regards to the information leading to the world of Alzheimer's, where would they go?
Alzheimer's Calgary is a great place for if you're in Calgary or surrounding area, Alzheimer's Canada. And then our website is Dementia Network Canada. So we're a little bit broader in that we pull in all kinds of different people to try and look at this issue, but we've got some great resources on there as well.
One thing I do want to say, Dave, is that this disease is going to touch many Canadians mm-hmm. directly, mm-hmm. like we talked about, many more indirectly.
Absolutely.
I think this is the time we all need to look at that and say, how can I support this so we can move this society in the right direction? Of course, there's financial contributions, there's volunteer opportunities, just reading up on it and sharing knowledge, I think is also an opportunity. So the support is needed for those of you who are watching or listening. Make sure you reach out to the society or support them in any way you can, because I think this was what's going to turn the corner for us as a society as a whole. So I look forward to seeing how you're supporting the Alzheimer's Society all across in your area and around.
Kim, I want to thank you very much for joining us again. Appreciate you joining us in Alzheimer's Month, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks so much for having me.
I've been joined by Kim Brundrett, who is a collective impact lead at Dementia Network Calgary.
You know, the healthcare of an individual, and if you think about someone that may go through this disease, the financial costs, mm-hmm. there are programs out there, mm-hmm. but there's going to be an out-of-pocket expense. When you're planning for retirement, you don't plan for that.
Right.
But it impacts many, many people. So how do you make sure you cover that part in your retirement? We're going to talk about that at our upcoming live seminar on Tuesday, September 20th, 7 p.m., live in person at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We'll chat with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Yeah.